following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This week, my Target shopping list is full of
Sony X headphones
and
an NEX camera. Thanks, honey.
And a Cybershot camera with a memory card and a special case inspired by
Taylor Swift.
Because this year, I'm saving big at Target, and that's huge.
Dream big, save bigger at Target. Get the exclusive Taylor Swift camera bundle for $119.99 until December 1st. Use your Target debit or credit red card to save an additional 5% on all electronics and get free shipping at Target.com. See program rules in store for 5% red card discount restrictions.
You won't want to miss the three-day sale going on this weekend at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, O'Reilly Auto Parts will offer incredible sale prices on products your vehicle uses every day. Hurry in this weekend because these sale prices won't last long. Stock up and save big at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome inside the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Randy Bushcutter, Spencer Schubert in for, well, Doug and Eddie, I guess, technically, if you want to get to break it down exactly. Should be a state holiday today. Today is the first day of the high school basketball season, and we'll talk about that a little bit. Also, plenty of football to discuss. We will be talking with Doug, who is en route to Indianapolis for the Big Ten championship game. That's where Dave Greek is as well, so we'll see your smiling face tonight on NTV.
Yeah, I apologize in advance, but
you're
stuck with me.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And as we mentioned, it is the beginning of the high school basketball season. Teams playing across the state, and Kearney High going down out of state, going down to Hayes, Kansas for the Hayes Shootout, as they've done since, I don't remember when they didn't do that.
Yeah, since I've been alive.
Yeah, it goes back a very, very long time. They're a traditional opener for both the boys and girls for Kearney High, and teams around the state playing tonight. I know Grand Island Central Catholic's got a pretty good matchup tonight. A lot of basketball games in the area, and I love this time of year. We got championship football, and we're starting a brand new season. So you got the culmination of one sport, just weaving right in with the beginning of another.
We were talking before this show started, Randy, that it's very rare, at least the last couple of years, that the Huskers have still been relevant in the BCS bowl picture, yep. And basketball is getting underway. So it's a good time in the state of Nebraska. Like you said, GICC, a good matchup tonight in the GICC early season tournament. You also have games in Bertrand. You have Arapahoe. Just go across the board. There's games all over. It's the start of basketball season, and we'll be busy.
Yeah, and tonight's kind of the hors d'oeuvre. I mean, most schools really start tomorrow. You'll have Sports Extra tomorrow night, and it'll be the beginning of it. So it is making that that wonderful transition. But obviously, attention in this state right now pretty much is focused on the Big Red and the Little Red, which we you might call that different. If we were doing this show in Wisconsin, our opinions on that obviously would differ a little bit. But Nebraska taking on Wisconsin, second year in the conference, already playing for a trip to the Rose Bowl. A lot of people thought that last year, going in, they kind of thought that might be the team. But I think this year's team has proven to be better than last year's team on several fronts.
Well, I think a lot of it starts at the quarterback position. Taylor Martinez is head and shoulders above what he was last year. When you have a guy at quarterback that is that much improved from one year to the next, you're going to see that with the team. I mean, he touches the ball every play, most of them. Maybe some Rex Cat plays, but obviously Rex has been down, so you need a guy like him.
And he really has. It's been, to me, amazing. And I talked about this a little bit yesterday when we were at Cunningham's for our Husker lunch, that he's been an interesting figure. Martinez has been an interesting figure because he played about three games his freshman year, started, and wow. I mean, he just really arrived, and people oversold it and said, this guy might be the greatest quarterback to ever play here. And by the way, that might still be true, but but 3 weeks into it, everybody was crowning this guy. Let's clear off a little space on the Ring of Honor for this kid, and two, three Heisman. I mean, literally, people were going nuts over this guy, and then got injured that year, if you remember. He got injured that year, and his running was slowed down a little bit, and it showed the flaws in his throwing. And last year, everybody made him throw, which he struggled with, and then he really busted his hump this offseason, really improved his throwing, and he has really turned into a tremendous quarterback, living up a little bit to the hype that maybe we had in the first month of his career. But now, you know, people are seeing him as that almost tarnished figure now. I mean, so we've overplayed him and we've underplayed him. We've gone both ends of the spectrum, and I think both times we were wrong.
Well, you got to admit, right now, he's still hurt. Not a lot of people think about that because Nebraska's won the last six games. Taylor Martinez, it seems like at this time of the year, every year, he gets hurt. And right now, he is a little bit dinged up. His ankle is a little rough around the edges right now. So, I mean, it's one of those deals where Taylor Martinez is playing through a lot. He's getting the job done. Sure, the team might be down by 14 and a half, but you know what? They're winning at the end of the whistle. So, right now, Taylor Martinez has taken this team to the new heights. First 10-win season in a long time, I know, at least in through the regular season, before the conference and bowl game can get into the picture.
Well, you know, and he set the all-time school record for most yards passing in a career. He's got two games left in his junior year. I mean, he is going to absolutely shatter that. And unlike the pro game, where really the rules have changed that really kind of from a previous generation have really changed it a little bit, it really hasn't in the college game. So you can, I think, make some comparisons. Now, maybe you play a few more games than you did back in the Taggy era, or, you know, but Tommy Frazier started as a freshman. I mean, there's been a lot of guys that have come through there, and Nebraska's offense has changed dramatically, but the rules haven't. So the fact that this guy's thrown more yards than Vince Ferragamo, I mean, that to me, that's incredible. I'm so old, I remember him, and he started in a Super Bowl for the Rams back in 1979.
When you look back at Husker greats in terms of quarterback, you look at Eric Crouch, you look at Tommy Frazier, try to find those Heisman trophies. Obviously, Eric Crouch with that. It was an option offense. And to a point, this still is an option offense, but it's a lot more spread. It's a lot more dump passes, a lot more long passes to Kenny Bell, for example. So the offense has really kind of yielded the results that you would expect from a quarterback. If Eric Crouch played in this system, how would he fare? We all knew Eric Crouch wasn't the best passer. Tommy Frazier, he was a lot better than Eric Crouch was. Is he better than Taylor Martinez? Who knows? So Taylor Martinez, I think, benefits from the system a little bit in getting this passing mark. But at the same time, he went to the Manning camp, like you said. He spent his time in the offseason. He earned this career passing mark.
Yeah, and I understand that we run a different offense. But to me, part of that is because of the personnel that you have. Mm-hmm. I mean, Troy Aikman started at Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And while he was at Oklahoma before he broke his leg and eventually he ended up transferring to UCLA. But Troy Aikman, who's Pro Football Hall of Fame now. Mm-hmm. He started at Oklahoma when they pretty much were still running a lot of option football there, but they were making a transition because they said, this kid's good, we better got to use his assets. So we've always had the ability to say, we're going to throw more than we run, and we still don't throw more than we run.
No.
Even though it's changed what they do, and it looks different than the old I-back attack with Rick Burns out there and everything. Mm-hmm. But again, you mold your offense based on that. And this kid has more passing yards than anybody in Nebraska football history. And for some reason, I just don't right now think he's getting the respect that he deserves. And he got too much respect early on in his career. So we've never really kind of hit the nail on the head with how much we really appreciate Taylor Martinez.
I couldn't agree more. Like you said, we came out of the gates when him and Denard Robinson were doing what they were doing in Taylor's freshman year. That was what the ESPN was talking about. That was the main headline. Taylor Martinez, Denard Robinson, who's going to be the guy that is the multifaceted quarterback that was going to get the Heisman? Taylor Martinez, it's safe to say, was in the top two or three of Heisman contention his freshman year, which is unreal for any freshman anywhere. Now you look at what he's done. Obviously, he's had a couple rough years. He's been hurt. He couldn't throw. He had to go to a Manning quarterback camp. But now he's kind of back in favor of Nebraska. He's gotten them to their first Big Ten title game. He's a win away from giving them their first conference championship in how long. So, I mean, he's going to go down, in my opinion, as a embattled quarterback at Nebraska, where he was hated and loved and hated and loved. But I think in the end, if he gets this win, and who knows what he does in his senior year, because there's a lot of potential with this team his senior year. Sure, you might be losing to Rex Burkhead, but have you seen the guys that's been running behind him? They're going to be
Nebraska,
pretty good.
Yeah, Nebraska's going to be real, real good next year. And I'll tell you what, they win on Saturday, and they're the favorite to do so. If they win on Saturday, his senior season is going to be a love fest in a lot of different ways because, again, the schedule isn't going to be as hard. But, again, we're going to really appreciate because you probably get too much credit for a win and too much disdain for a loss to your quarterbacks. That's just universally true. But if he wins, he's going to be a subject to adulation. And then you are kind of talking about there's that guy that might go into the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame kind of deal.
And you bring up a very good point. The schedule next season gets a bit easier. And by a bit, I mean a lot. Ohio State, they're off the schedule. Wisconsin, they're off the schedule. I think we're adding Purdue and
Indiana, I think, is coming in there.
Are we adding both the Indiana? So maybe Illinois, I think, might have been. I think it might have been Purdue, Illinois, or Indiana.
Well,
Illinois.
Yeah, those teams on their side that were awfully good that we're losing. We're replacing them with the ones that aren't very good over there. So it'll be interesting next year. And again, I think there'll be a love fest if Nebraska wins on Saturday. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show earlier this week. You know, Doug's a little gone. He's on his way because he's on his way to the Big Ten Championship. And kind enough to help us out with that is Midway in terms of their ongoing sponsorship. Earlier this week, Doug had the opportunity to sit down with Andy from Midway, and here's a little bit of their conversation.
Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Andy back with us today as he's jacked up for the Big Ten Championship just like we are. And, of course, always jacked up to make great sales for the folks out there, whether it's in person on the lot, which you're eventually going to do. But folks can be so much more prepared when they check out thinkmidway.com, see all the great deals.
No, absolutely. That's one thing over the last 3.5 years we've really made a concentrated effort with is we understand that the Internet is growing at a rapid rate. And we understand that for us to be a dominant force in our market and in our area, we need to have all the information just basically ready right at your tips, right at your fingertips. Somewhere you can go and see it. We actually just acquired a different facility so we could go ahead and take better pictures with better lighting. So when you guys actually visit our website at www.thinkmidway.com, you can literally just go right there. We're going to have about 12 pictures of each vehicle on there. And with the new facility that we have, everything looks absolutely gorgeous. But if you don't want to come out, you don't want to brave the weather, and you just want to sit there and watch your Husker football, and God bless you, because I do too, and you want to go ahead and check out what inventory we have, just go to thinkmidway.com.
And it's so beautiful this weekend. It's the time to do it. Celebrate the Big Ten Championship by getting a new or pre-owned vehicle in your lot, in your garage. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, let's talk about some of the new vehicles you've got right now.
Well, yeah, actually, it's funny you bring that up about, you know, Big Ten football. We actually called Delaney. I got a hold of him this week. And, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, and I said, Tom, I said, can we just make this a late kickoff for this Big Ten deal? He said, Andy, he said, I already got this handled. He goes, I knew Midway was having a sale. You guys are trying to close everything out. So kickoff's actually, I think, 7:15.
Yeah.
7:15. Yeah, just for Midway out here in Kearney, Nebraska. You know, as Ron Burgundy would say, kind of a big deal.
Oh, big. Huge.
On a serious note, though, here's what's going on right now at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Right now, up to $8,000 off 2013 Silverados, not 2012s. I know everybody keeps saying, hey, here's the deal. You know what? There's a lot of great deals on 2012s. Well, I guess you really got to ask yourself this question. If it's only going to cost you $1,500 or $2,000 more to buy a 2013 over a 2012, trust me, that makes a lot of sense. Because if you're the type of person who's going to be trading every 2 to 3 years, essentially if you're buying a 2012 Silverado, you're buying a vehicle that's already 1 year old with a trade value already established on the vehicle when you drive it off the lot. Ask your insurance agent about that. If you would drive that vehicle off the lot and let's say you total it 10 days later, they can only give you the used value for that vehicle. Well, the nice part is with up to $8,000 off 2013 Silverados, we're already taking all of the hassle, all of the fluff out of this and just selling it to you at a rock bottom price. Now, maybe you say, Andy, I already got a truck. You know, I'm looking for something that's a little bit fuel efficient. What about a 42 mile of the gallon, 10 airbag, manual transmission Chevrolet EcoCruise? This vehicle, 42 miles to the gallon, 10 standard airbags. Sit down, take a pencil, put it to the paper. Are you the type of person that drives 18 to 20,000 miles a year? What if you're currently getting 20 miles to the gallon? Do you realize how much money you could save if you could get an extra 20 miles to the gallon? Got a great selection of 2012 Traverses. The brand new, all redesigned Buick Enclave for 2013s here. Actually just seen our first 2013 Chevrolet Traverse, all completely redesigned, pull up on the lot also. A lot of great things going on, but I can promise you this much. If you don't get down to Midway before the end of the month, you're going to miss out on a lot of these great deals. And I'll tell you what, the last thing I want to do is have somebody pay too much for a vehicle somewhere else. So I'm not asking everybody to do business with Midway. I'm just asking for a shot. That's all we ask.
And they take care of you, whether it's on the lot or thinkmidway.com or Facebook. Check them out. PBR tickets are available for you as Midway sponsors that coming up in December. Find out all the details. Andy, hey, thanks for the time, buddy.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it, Doug.
We'll be back on the Doug and Daddy Show. And don't forget, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, your place for new and pre-owned vehicles. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking Big Ten football right after this. Are you looking for affordable, high-speed internet? Then Arcom has the service you're looking for. Whether you're in town or rural, Arcom can offer you high-speed internet for only $25 a month. That's right, just $25 a month. Get all your online needs met before the Christmas rush. Don't wait. Call today, 308-237-7266. That's Arcom for just $25 a month. Call today and get free installation. Arcom, 308-237-7266. Call now.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Special occasions like birthdays, anniversary, and the holidays are so much more special when you send a beautiful bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. They're fresh and beautiful flowers from a company that cares about delivering smiles to the people you care about. And this week, the offer is incredible for my listeners. It's the Rose and Calla Lily Bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Half off this best-selling bouquet. One dozen vibrant red roses paired with six white calla lilies and a clear glass vase for only $29.99. Regularly $59.99. This week only, it's 50% off. The Rose and Calla Lily Bouquet. It's absolutely beautiful. These in your home change the look of the room. Perfect time of the year. Don't wait. Order the Rose and Lily Bouquet at half price. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Colin or call 1-800-Flowers and mention.
When it comes to Husker game day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal, the best place to watch all your favorite sports. Have a great bite to eat, drink the coldest draft beer in town, and most importantly, watch the Husker game on the huge 10-foot projector screen. This year, every time you come for the game, you can register to win a 70-inch HD TV from Russell's Appliance and a Coors Light Super Bowl party from Cunningham's. If you win, could I come? Anyways, escape ordinary and head to Cunningham's Journal on game day, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
The Badgers welcomed the Huskers into the Big Ten last year with a 48-17 bashing at Camp Randall. This year, the Huskers took a thriller 30-27, marked by crazy uniforms and a stunning come-from-behind win. But that was all made-up rivalry stuff. Saturday, it's a real run for the roses. And Platte River Radio Sports Directors Doug Duda and Mike Will jet to Indy for special shows Friday and game day with extra coverage and interviews where Big Ten champions are crowned. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Then pick up Husker Sports Network game day coverage on the Breeze. 94.5 FM.
Sunshine for the forecast area for your Thursday. Variable winds between 5 and 10. Highs in the upper 50s. Clear skies for tonight and will drop to a low near 25. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 43.
Well, as we mentioned, the Big Ten championship game. We'll talk with Doug Duda about that. He is en route there, start of the high school basketball season. But yet, Spencer, yet there is another great sport going on right now, thanks to not being locked out or anything like that, and that is the USHL. And we're going to talk here in just a little bit as we're going to sit down with Josh Howgie, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm and general manager. And, of course, we'll take care of him with thanks to the help with our good friends at BK, the home of the Whopper. Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Get your Whopper today and try some sweet potato fries, the perfect salty, sweet, savory addition to any sandwich. And if you're not in the mood for burgers, well, a nice change of pace would be a good chicken sandwich or wrap. And we'll take care of Coach Algie by getting him set up with some of that food from our good friends at Burger King. And as we mentioned, Coach Algie, kind enough to join us now. And you're probably in a pretty good mood, ready for a good old meal because you're hitting the road. But more importantly, you're doing so with a five-game winning streak. Good morning, Coach. Congratulations on a nice little run that you got going on right now.
Thanks a lot. The guys are doing a great job for us and working hard and finding ways to win games, which we were losing earlier in the year. So it's always good this time of year when you're finding ways to win games.
And one of the reasons why you had a little bit of problems during that stretch was injuries. You still have some injury issues with the team right now, but you certainly are getting healthier. Is that a pretty good reason for the turnaround and why maybe you're playing a little bit better hockey now?
Well, I think that has a lot to do with it. I mean, we had nine guys that were out, and when you're playing with injured guys, I mean, it's tough. And, you know, we have some young guys that were forced into a role maybe they weren't comfortable with right away. They've kind of understood now what it takes to win the league, so they've come around a little bit, and then we've gotten about four or five of those guys back. So I think between the young guys really learning what it takes and just getting some healthy guys back, it made a huge difference.
Well, Coach, not only are your guys getting a little bit healthier, your goal scoring, the scoring aspect of your team is definitely kicking in. You've had two games of the last five with five goals. I see three. I see games with two, another three. Just talk about the scoring of this team and how you guys are finding the back of the net so much easier.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, getting Trevor Mingoy into the lineup, he really solidified our forwards up front. And you know, Jared Linnell coming back to give us, you know, a little bit more depth scoring. And for us, we want to play an up-tempo brand of hockey. We want to really push the pace against teams. But I don't know if we were able to early in the season the way we really wanted to, just missing those guys. So, you know, get a few more guys back to help out, you know, Trevor Moore and Brian Ward. And, you know, to get some secondary scoring has been huge for us. And, you know, our defense is starting to get a little bit more active and jumping up in the play, and they're more comfortable with the way we're trying to play now, too, which has produced more offense for us.
Coach, you mentioned a young team, and obviously with the injuries, some of those guys are going to play a few more minutes, get a few more shifts, and that sort of thing. Talk a little bit about who's really kind of gelling for you and who's really, I don't want to say a surprise for you, but maybe playing a little bit better, a little bit sooner than you anticipated.
Well, I think that, like, Trevor Moore has been outstanding all season. Him and Brian Ward really carried us early. Brian's actually, he's been banged up here. He missed our last two games. But, you know, up front the line of Tim Bonner, Jared Linnell, and Michael Vecchione have been outstanding since Jared's first game was actually on Friday for us. And, you know, he played Friday, Saturday, had 4 points on the weekend. You know, two goals in a 3-2 win for us in his first game. So, you know, that was a little bit of a surprise. We know that he has that kind of offensive ability, but for him to come into his first game, you know, to score two goals, to have, you know, 3 points in that first game and really be the difference for us was huge. For the young guys, I think Joel Esperance is really coming into his own right now. Him and Garrett Gomez, I don't want to say they're surprises because we know that they're very good hockey players, but just for them to be able to get a little bit of offense and, you know, to really be going and playing the minutes that they are for us early has been huge.
Coach, how about we look in net a little bit? Christian Fry's been a guy that's doing very well for you. Just talk about what you guys have been able to do between the pipes in this five-game win streak.
Yeah, you know, Johan Madsen has carried the majority of it for us in this last five games. But, you know, Christian came in on Saturday night, was outstanding. I think he had 32 saves and a 5-1 win over Des Moines. And it really gives us the ability to play both goaltenders and, you know, who's ever working hard and giving us the best chance to win will go. You know, Johan's been outstanding, and it was really good for Christian to get that win against his former team in Des Moines.
Well, you had a nice little homestand, winning three in a row, and you got four games starting next Friday with a homestand, but in between there, a road trip to Fargo. You play them both Friday and Saturday. Kind of a two-part question for you. First of all, just give us a little scouting report on Fargo. I know you played them earlier in the year. But also, how tough is it to play the same team twice at their place?
Well, it's always difficult, and it's kind of more of a college schedule when we do it this way. And, you know, for us, we have one team to prepare for, so it's a little bit easier, I think, you know, as far as the coaching side of it. You just have one team to prepare for, and you don't have to, you know, get team ready Friday night, and then you'll come back on Saturday with something different. You can just make a few changes and switch things up that way. But it's nice. It's not as I mean, it's a long bus to Fargo, but once you get there, you're kind of, you know, you get settled in and you're there for the weekend. So enjoy that. But they're a tremendous, you know, hockey team. Their forwards are very, very talented, and I think they beat us 5-4 just because of the ability they had up front. We got to do a better job taking care of pucks. We turned a lot of pucks. We were playing them last over in the neutral zone, and they took advantage of it. We weren't that sound defensively, and you know, when you play a team like them and you turn pucks over, they're going to make you pay, and that's what happened.
One thing I've kind of noticed, that kind of as an outsider, that when you do play the same team in the same venue, you know, back to back, that second game a lot of times kind of has a little bit of an edge to it, for lack of a better phrase. Talk a little bit about that, whether or not that's just the natural consequence of having some animosity from things that build up, the three periods before, but kind of that aspect of playing two games in a row at somebody else's place.
Well, yeah, no question. I mean, when you play somebody on Friday night, and you know that you don't play them for 2.5, 3 weeks or whatever it is, you might have forgot about somebody who cross-checked you, or you know, did something you didn't like earlier the night before. But when it's their Saturday, it's fresh in everyone's mind. You know that stuff doesn't get forgotten. And as competitive as the league is, and the teams are, there's just not a lot that gets missed, especially on back-to-back nights. It's a pretty intense. It's a lot of fun for us, because by the end of the weekend, you usually don't like the other team too much.
Coach, we keep talking about this 5-game win streak. How satisfying is it knowing the start this team had? I know, obviously, your first year as a full-time head coach from start to finish, and you were pretty upset from some second-party vendors, we could say, that I heard about the start of this team and the start of this season. How satisfying is it now to see the team playing the way it is?
Well, I think we're taking steps in the right direction. I mean, you know, this is more of a byproduct of just doing things right. And I think that the guys have done things right from day one. It's just, you know, they weren't getting rewarded, and we weren't doing all the little things right to get wins. And it's great to see the guys get rewarded for their hard work and making those little changes in their game. I think with our start, it wasn't a lack of effort for our guys. It was just, you know, a young team learning how to win and just trying to get healthy, and we're trying to manage it. So I think the frustration level from the coaching staff was more just feeling bad for our guys, because we know how hard they've been working and they just weren't getting rewarded for it.
Now, Coach, that you're seeing those rewards, if it really feels like you got a little bit of positive momentum, how important is that for a young team as you guys are to have that momentum and to keep it pushing forward?
Well, the big thing is just to keep it, like you said, keep it going. If we start, you know, getting, you know, we forgot what got us there, and we were not humble, then, you know, that's when we're going to, you know, go the other way. So it's our job as a staff to really tighten the screws on the guys and make sure that they continue to do things the right way. And if they don't, we can humble them and practice a little bit and make sure they remember, you know, what it was like when we were, you know, 5-9 as opposed to being 10-9 now.
Well, Coach, we got to jump off the hockey vein a little bit. I don't think I've personally talked to you since Minnesota clinched a spot in a bowl game. Go ahead and take your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk up them Minnesota Golden Gophers.
You know what? They're going to be going bowling, so that's a big thing for the for them and the program to get going. But you saw where they stood when they played Nebraska. They still got a long ways to go to be an elite team. And but you know, for us, it's exciting for them to be, you know, full eligible for the first time in a while, and excited for the big one here on Saturday with Nebraska and Wisconsin.
Do you have a prediction?
Oh, anytime Wisconsin's in something, I've got to go against them. I hope Nebraska blows them out. So.
Well, we know where you want Paul Bunyan's axe, that's for sure, Coach. Hey, Coach, always good to hear from you, and you're absolutely right. They've been playing hard all year. It's nice to see that being rewarded with some W's, and best of luck this weekend. Love to have it be a 7-game winning streak when you guys come back. Would a split be successful, or you kind of thinking, you know, now that you're playing so well, you want to get both? Of course you want to get both of them, but would a split be successful?
Well, anytime you go on the road in this league, you usually shoot to be 500. I mean, that's what we say at the beginning of the year. We want to play 750 hockey at home, and and 500 on the road. But like you said, the way we're playing right now, we weren't very sharp at the beginning, so we got to make up some ground for some of those games we let slip away. And I think that, you know, our goal is to get Friday, and then, you know, after that, we'll see what we can do there for Saturday.
Hey, feel free to be greedy, Coach. Feel free to be greedy. I appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, anytime.
All right, our pleasure. Thanks, Coach. That's Coach Josh Algie and general manager of the Tri-City Storm. Well, you know, they're playing comfortably. They're playing really well and with a nice edge. And if you want to be a little bit more comfortable at home, well, just visit Bruce Furniture. Since 1977, when they first opened, their focus has been about you, the customer. And they don't use the word customer in just general terms. They're talking about you specifically. They want you to have just the right color, size, style, price that's right for you. Not your neighbor, not your sister, not your coworker, not Spencer. I've seen this. Just right for you is what they live by every day at Bruce Furniture. In the last 34 years, they've grown to 4 locations with that philosophy, with stores in Alliance, Hastings, Holdridge, and Kearney. That allows them to compete with the big chains in quantity buying and freight charges, so you always get the low price. As important, Bruce Furniture maintains that small-town, family-owned business attitude of taking care of customers individually. You'll be a visitor only once and only for a few minutes at Bruce Furniture. After that, you'll be a friend. You have some friends in the furniture business who work very hard to make everything just right for you at Bruce Furniture. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Doug. I don't know about what, but we'll talk to Doug and a little bit of Big Ten championship football as he's on his way to Indianapolis. We'll do that as we continue the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway. Eat fresh.
Right now, the Home Depot has freshly cut Christmas trees at refreshingly low prices. Picking out the perfect tree is a great tradition. Paying too much shouldn't be. Take one of these beauties home for the holidays, and you could save enough for a little extra garland, a few more lights on the tree, or maybe an extra gift or two beneath it. All thanks to our freshly cut Christmas trees arriving weekly at refreshingly low prices. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine for the forecast area for your Thursday. Variable winds between 5 and 10, highs in the upper 50s. Clear skies for tonight and will drop to a low near 25. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 43.
Back here in the Midwest, Midway Auto Dealership Broadcast Booth.
They're in the Midwest.
Here in the Midwest. It's not completely inaccurate.
It's not inaccurate.
You know, we talked a little hockey. We talked some basketball. We talked a little football already. Don't forget, volleyball is also going on. The UNK women out in St. Paul, and they got their first round of a tough regional, and they play about 12 noon. So just trying to send them a little bit of a positive vibes.
Absolutely.
As we speak. Don't forget, later on, we'll have Luke Hoover of RotoWire coming up near the end of the show. So please email us or send via Facebook your fantasy football questions for Luke. He'll try to help you out as we're nearing that point in the season where you might have to win a game or two to get into the playoffs. And certainly, if you're one of those teams getting in the playoffs, you want to make yourself a little bit better. And Luke does a great job of helping out with that. Not good enough to get me into the playoffs this year. I had one of those years. Last year, everything I touched turned to gold. It turned into something else this year, I'm afraid.
Well, I've said it off air. I'll say it on air. It's depressing to know how much I rely on Luke. Because last week it was Thanksgiving. We weren't able to chat with Luke. I bombed.
He made me better. He just didn't make me good enough. And he's not a miracle worker here.
He's doing wonders for me this year, I got to admit.
All right, here's our poll question that we had yesterday. Should the 12-0 Ohio State Buckeyes finish with the AP National Championship? It's a yes or no question. A plain flat-out no is one option. The other one is yes, but if they are the only unbeaten team remaining. So what do you think? Yes or no if they're the only unbeaten?
I'm going to go with no. No, just because Ohio State kind of got lucky with the conference they played in this year. I hate to say it because Nebraska's in it too. The Big Ten's down this year. It's safe to say.
And they did play the toughest team they faced. They played them at home too.
Right. And you did see what Alabama did to Michigan. You've seen what Notre Dame did to Michigan State and Michigan. So you're seeing what these teams have done to the teams that Ohio State can at least compare on the schedule with. Notre Dame able to beat both Michigan and Michigan State fairly handily, whereas, as you see, Ohio State kind of struggled with both of those teams. And sure, it was later in the year when Ohio State had to play them, whereas Notre Dame played them more in the non-conference side of things. But at the same time, I think you just got to give it to the teams that are eligible at this point. Even AP, where they can go with Ohio State, I'd say you got to go with who wins the national
title. And I would agree, and apparently most everybody else did too. 89% said just plain flat out no. Mm-hmm. And those are the folks that got on our Hy-Vee Rewards fan club poll question of the day. Don't forget, you get 500 points just for signing up at ESPNSuperstation.com. Get 100 points when you sign up for the Mobile Rewards Club. You get 10 points every day that you log in. And you accumulate 100 points, you get a Hy-Vee Deli Pizza. You can get entries to the Cunningham Super Bowl party and winning a 70-inch HD TV. That'll cost you only 100 points. Bridgestone E6 sleeve of golf balls, courtesy of Michelob Ultra. Those are 300 points. And Doug and Daddy shirts were 1,500. And don't forget, you can get that done. And we have a poll question for tomorrow. It's today's, and we'll give you the results tomorrow. Which BCS championship game would you rather see? Would you rather see Notre Dame take on Alabama, or would you rather see Notre Dame take on Georgia? It's a foregone conclusion that the Irish are in, so would you rather have them play Alabama or Georgia?
I'd probably go with Alabama just because I think they have more firepower. Sure, Georgia might be able to have a better passing attack with Aaron Murray, like you've heard a lot of ESPN experts talk about, but I think Alabama provides the toughest challenge, at least, for Notre Dame, but a lot of people are picking Georgia to beat Alabama this week, so who knows?
Well, if Georgia wins, they certainly, I think you'd make the argument that they would provide a better challenge for Notre Dame, and I'm going with Georgia as my answer on that because I can't stand Nick Saban, what he did to my Dolphins when he was the Dolphins head coach. He drove them into the dirt while he was there. A young man by the name of Drew Brees wanted to play quarterback for the Dolphins. He said, nah.
Well, I do laugh a little bit, though, because you see what Nick Saban and you also see Mark Richter kind of complaining right now that whoever loses this SEC championship won't even get a B in the SEC number two or get a B in the BCS because of that, because Florida will jump in and they'll get the at-large, and they're starting to complain. Will Muschamp, the Florida coach, said, trade you spots. So I did like that remark.
Yeah, that's great. That's a great response by Muschamp. Absolutely. We have Doug on his way to beautiful downtown Indianapolis and the Big Ten championship game. And he's joining us via our phone line here. And Doug, where are you at exactly? You're not driving while talking to us, are you?
What do you guys want?
Well, we figured we better have somebody that's either Doug or Daddy on the Doug and Daddy show, so we're throwing you a little bone here.
We're ready to depart for beautiful Indianapolis here, so we're on the road doing what we're told, as usual, but looking forward to it, getting a chance, as always, to check out the opinions of some of the other folks from around the state and some of the guests that they have and some of the articles that are out there, and we'll talk more about it, of course, Doug and Daddy, from 11 to 1 tomorrow, 12 to 2 on Saturday, live from Indianapolis, and then, of course, on Saturday, right after we finish up here on ESPN, it'll be Alabama, Georgia, and then Husker pregame from the Husker Sports Network on the Breeze 94.5. I was talking with Mike Will as we get ready to go here, trying to get a handle on what our prediction is going to be for this game, and I'm looking for way more information while we're in Indianapolis. But I was saying there's a couple games this year where I don't know. Everything points to that Nebraska should win this game. Then you look at they're only a 3-point favorite, 10-2 versus 7-5. Then you look at Wisconsin can save their season by going to the Rose Bowl and winning three conference championships in a row, which hasn't been done for eons in the Big Ten Conference. I want to know, guys, how much pressure do you think there is on Nebraska? This is their goal. Their goal wasn't getting there, and they had 6 weeks of having to win every game. I get that. It seems to me that when we played Oklahoma, maybe not so much Texas because they were a big underdog, but, you know, they had so much pressure put on them by everybody in the state, media and fans alike, that wears to you, and you just know that you can't make a mistake. What do you guys think about that?
One thought I kind of have is look at this from Wisconsin's point of view. When they knew that Penn State wasn't eligible and also Ohio State wasn't eligible, I think Wisconsin's got a tremendous amount of pressure put on them. So I think to a certain extent that, not that Nebraska doesn't have that pressure, but I think Wisconsin's facing really the same kind of idea. Nebraska can look back in the rearview mirror and say, pretty good season. Second year here, we're playing for the Big Ten championship game. Pretty good. If you're Wisconsin, I think there might be more pressure on the Badgers.
At the same time, though, I will agree with Doug slightly that Nebraska's clock is kind of running out for a Big Ten title. Excuse me, for a Big Ten title right now, though. Ohio State, that team that they should be playing in this conference championship game, they're not going to get much worse come next year and the year after that because of a guy named Braxton Miller. So you got to think this is Nebraska's chance to at least put their mark on the Big Ten, get that title win, and right now I'd say for at least the next 2, 3, maybe even 4 years, this is their best shot at getting it. So that has to add some pressure, in my opinion.
I think if Nebraska... There'll be some people that disagree, but if Nebraska wins this game on Saturday, they are the preseason favorites next year over Ohio State.
Hmm. I think they might be. I think you might be right. And I mentioned it earlier in the early part of the show that, boy, there's going to be a love fest for Taylor Martinez his senior year if the Huskers do win on Saturday.
Well, I want to see how it plays out. And we continue to preface this, but how many other teams – I mean, Nebraska's shown that when they don't turn the ball over, they really have smoked almost everybody this year outside of Ohio State. When they don't turn the ball over, they've smoked everybody. They fall behind. They make these great comebacks. They don't turn it over against Minnesota. They're up 38-0. They turn it over against Iowa, a team that was not good, and it just the weather and all that, it stays close. So if Nebraska doesn't turn it over, I think they could win by 3 touchdowns. I can also see Wisconsin winning this football game by 10, 14, 17 points if they do turn it over, because Wisconsin is good. As again, they're 7-5, 3 losses in overtime, 2 3-point losses, including blowing a 17-point lead to the Big Red.
Doug, I'll ask you this. What do you think the revenge factor for Wisconsin is? If you look at the last Big Ten championship game, it was Wisconsin against Michigan State, a team that beat Wisconsin dramatically, similar to how Nebraska did. Now, Nebraska didn't have a Hail Mary like Michigan State did a couple years ago, but a similar situation, at least in the fact that Wisconsin's looking to prove a lot of people wrong and show that they are the better team.
Spencer, payback factor, and again, I think you would have to, Wisconsin, when we talk to more of the Wisconsin people, I think we'll get a better handle on this. For me personally, just while you're asking that question, 5% or less, because I think there's more about going to the Rose Bowl and winning their third consecutive championship as opposed to payback against Nebraska. I think we should bring out the old red uniforms again, too.
Oh, No. Are you going to be able to spend much time downtown, kind of get a flavor of, you know, who's traveling better, Wisconsin or Nebraska? Wisconsin traditionally travels pretty well. I think that could be a pretty Nebraska, a lot of times when you play in these neutral site games, has a decided advantage in terms of fans. I'll be interested to see if it's more 50-50.
Well, here's what I'm hearing here from the people we're talking to. A, I think this will be the least attended championship game in Nebraska history, but that doesn't mean that there won't be a lot of Nebraska fans here, because you know that if you knock 30,000 down to 20 or 25,000, that's still going to be more than any other school probably ever brings. And Wisconsin coach Brett Bielema has been using that, come on, guys, this is a big game for us fans. We need you behind us. Almost the begging, don't overlook us. This is a Big Ten championship game. We're playing for a Big Ten title with a chance to go to the Rose Bowl. We're just right down the road here in Indianapolis. Come watch us play because we could use you. I think you'll probably see a pretty even mix of fans here, but has Nebraska ever been outnumbered at a neutral site game?
No, I don't think so. But I'll be interested to see what that ratio is. I think it'll be a little bit closer than it's been most years.
So I think it'll be interesting. I think there'll be empty seats. I mean, Nebraska had to turn back tickets. I've never, ever heard of that. Nebraska had to turn back tickets because they did not sell their full allotment for this ball game. So they wanted to charge you $80. I know that you don't have to pay $80 to find a ticket to the Big Ten championship game.
No question about that. To me, it's going to be interesting. And I hope you get a chance to get really kind of a flavor of that downtown.
Well, we're looking forward to that being part of the experience and, you know, using it for informational purposes only.
Well, Doug, we got to ask you one more question, maybe not so much a prediction from you at this point, but tell us, what do you think is going to be the biggest factor to this game? Is it going to be Taylor Martinez, is it his feet, his arm? Is it going to be Wisconsin and Monte Ball? Your take on it.
Well, a lot has been made this week about how Nebraska, the running game, Nebraska ran all over Wisconsin the first time, even early, just when they were turning the ball over, it obviously you just aren't completing your drives. While Wisconsin rushed for 56 yards before we really knew that maybe, I think that was the first game that people realized, well, Wisconsin maybe isn't that good. They chalked up the Oregon State loss to just an upset to maybe a team that was better than we thought they were. But then when they blow that lead and rush for 56 yards, they cash in on only the turnovers. So I've said it all year. I have no problem with Taylor Martinez. Yes, don't turn the ball over, but he's always made up for those. Every time he gives up seven, he goes and gets 7 or 10 or 14 back for it. I have no problem with Taylor Martinez in this game at all. Rex Burkhead is back. Amir Abdullah, I mean, they both had great games. Even Braylon Hurd got in and did a few things the last time. But Abdullah and Burkhead and Martinez all had huge rushing games last time. Again, you don't turn it over. We run these guys over. I think Kenny Bell and the wide receivers can have a big game. I think Nebraska puts up a lot of offense in this football game. Whether they can get all the way to the end zone with that offense, that's another question. I think Monty Ball has a better game, if that's what you're asking. I think they will run the ball better. I think Wisconsin's a better football team this week than they were the last time that we played them. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
Well, I bet Nebraska proved to be the better team when they didn't shoot themselves in the foot. Hey, in their foot. I know you got to get going, Doug. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Remember, my fantasy football question for Luke is touchdown only league, Tony Romo, Robert Griffin III. I'm going to need a report back on that.
Okay, I'll shoot you a text after we talk to Luke here in a little bit.
Talk to you from Indy tomorrow, guys.
All right, thanks, Doug. Doug Duda on his way to Indianapolis in the Big Ten Championship game. As he alluded, we'll be talking with Luke Hoover of RotoWire coming up in our very next segment. And between now and then, you might want to give some thought into what you're doing for lunch. May we suggest the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and in Kearney? They have happy hour from 2 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Watch your favorite sports on 15 HD TVs. There's not a bad seat in the house. You always have a great view. You know, they just have them all over the place. Great food and drink specials every night. On Thursday, they have their daily lunch special of Pobo shrimp sandwich with a choice of side item, only $5.99. And tomorrow, they got prime rib sandwich for their lunch special. They have a great selection of evening specials, of course, throughout the course of the week. Bull fries on Mondays, Tuesdays. They have a wing basket every Tuesday night for only $5. And Wednesday night is their big burger night. They have some the Totally Jack Burger. If you walk away hungry after having one of those in your hands, you did something very, very wrong. And as I mentioned, Po' Boy Shrimp Sandwich with a choice of side item, only $5.99 today at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and in Grand Island. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Luke Hoover of RotoWire will help you out with your fantasy football teams. Don't forget to send us your questions via Facebook or by email. Just send them here to the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll get those answered when we talk with Luke Hoover right after this.
Fall is here, and for guys, that means one thing, football. Each week, nearly 12 million men settle into their favorite recliner to cheer on their favorite team. For men over 30, the inactivity creates lost muscle tone, reduced sex drive, and excess belly fat. This year, don't get sacked by the football season. Change your game plan with the help of Complete Nutrition's strongest, most potent youth energy and weight loss enhancer, the Charger Pack. With its new testosterone-infused formula, the Charger Pack delivers men over 30 the fastest, most undeniable results possible. Regain your muscle, recharge your libido, and sack stubborn belly fat with the Charger Pack, available exclusively from Complete Nutrition.
If you experience excessive weight loss in your first 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your plan.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Make this Christmas come to life with a fresh-cut Fraser Fir Christmas tree from Lowe's for only $19.98. Plus, take something home to put under the tree, like the 70-piece Cobalt Drill Driver Set for only $14.98. That's a savings of $25. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great offers before it's too late. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid November 28th through December 3rd. While supplies last, see store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For 3 days, you'll be blown away at the incredible deals at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. This weekend only, you'll find prices slashed on wiper blades, motor oil, fuel injector cleaner, tools, and much more. But hurry in, because these sale prices are only good this weekend. Stock up and save big at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come on!
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
And welcome back here to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thursday, well, that means we're going to try to help you out with your fantasy football questions before, well, the NFL season kicks off tonight as their Thursday night game. You'll be able to hear right here on ESPN. And kind enough to join us, as usual, is Luke Hoover from RotoWire. Luke, good to hear from you.
Good to be on, guys.
Hey, Doug's not here, but he already sent in his question, you know, so we got to take care of him first. His question is, in a touchdown-only league, so what do you think? Touchdown-only league, Tony Romo or RG3?
The way he's played the last few weeks, I don't think you can bench RG3 for very many quarterbacks. You know, he's put up 4 scores in each of the last 2 games. Could be a shootout against the Giants. You got to go RG3.
All right, let's dive right into the other questions, the non-Doug Duda questions. Terrence wants to know, he's got a couple questions, actually. In a two-quarterback league, he has Aaron Rodgers and Eli Manning with Kaepernick on the bench. Any chance you think Kaepernick outscores either of those two veterans this week?
Well, I mean, it's certainly a chance. We saw that Rodgers struggled quite a bit this last week. You know, the pass rush of the Giants really got to him in their patchwork
offensive line isn't protecting him very well. So, you know, he could struggle again, but there's no way you can bench an Aaron Rodgers. And the way Eli Manning played this last week, it looks like he's back. He has all the weapons there in place. Washington is still one of the worst pass defenses in the league. So I'd probably still roll with the top two guys. Kaepernick's performed really well, you know, and he's capable of having a big week and outproducing them. But I just can't see, you know, benching him or benching either of those other two guys.
Terrence's second part of his two-part question is he needs to start two of these five. Here you go, Ahmad Bradshaw, Bryce Brown, Hakeem Nicks, Reggie Wayne, Greg Jennings.
Well, I'd immediately eliminate Jennings. Even if he does play, I wouldn't want to suit him up, you know, put him out there this first time back. He's been missed most of the season now. Ahmad Bradshaw's coming off a really strong week of performance against the Packers. I would stick with him in the lineup. You know, if McCoy's not back and Bryce Brown's starting again, you can't bench him. He looked like a legitimate top 10 running back, you know, for the remainder of the season while McCoy's out. And it's kind of a tough call between the two receivers because Wayne has been getting so many targets. But I prefer Hakeem Nicks, a little bit better matchup. And he finally looks like he's back to full health.
A little bit too late to help my team, though, unfortunately. A little bit of a hybrid of a couple of questions that we had earlier about quarterbacks, and this one comes from Eric. He wants to know, at the quarterback position, Romo, Kaepernick, or Luck?
You know, that's a close one because they're all in similar ground, and it's Kaepernick is kind of coming out strong and might overtake them, but I really like Romo's matchup with the Eagles this week, so I'd lean towards Romo. I mean, we saw what Newton was able to do. Obviously, Romo's not going to do the damage with his legs, but those touchdown passes Newton threw, you know, were two of the most wide open receivers I think I've seen all season. Philadelphia's defense isn't covering or stopping just about anyone lately.
All right, Eric's got another question here. Would you play Bryce Brown, Vernon Davis, or Greg Olsen?
Bryce Brown all day. There are very few running backs I wouldn't play him over right now.
All right, Nate from Kearney wants to know, wide receiver question, Mike Wallace or Ryan Broyles?
You know, that's obviously Wallace has the pedigree and he's performed, you know, very well throughout his career, but it looks like Roethlisberger might not make it back this week. If Charlie Batch is still the quarterback, there's no way he can play Mike Wallace. I would go with Broyles.
Okay, this is not a points per reception league, but he has Randall Cobb, Torrey Smith, and Mike Wallace, and the following guys are available. T.Y. Hilton of Indy, Justin Blackman, and Ryan Broyles. Who are the three best this week?
The three best, you know, because of that matchup between Baltimore and Pittsburgh, I'd probably rule out the two receivers in that game, Wallace and Smith. I don't know that I would want to drop either of them. They're both very good players, but if you can drop, you know, another bench player, I would be more than happy to go with Blackman and T.Y. Hilton, who both played really well and coming on strong late in the rookie years, and I would play them with Cobb.
And this follow-up for Andy here is one of the three receivers you picked from the first question will be the flex. Would either Bell of Detroit or Jonathan Dwyer of Pittsburgh be a better flex option?
Well, John Dwyer is slated to start. Bell is still splitting carries with Mykal Short. He's played well, but you never know how many he's going to get. If Dwyer is going to be the starter, I like him a little bit more than T.Y. Hilton.
Josh from Kearney wants to know, in a standard league, start two of these three. Calvin Johnson, Brandon Marshall, Dez Bryant.
it's a pretty tough choice because they're all great options right now. Calvin Johnson, you can never bench him. He's the number one receiver, you know, in any format. And Brandon Marshall just gets so many targets. Actually, they both do with Dez Bryant from Romo. Bryant's matchup's a little bit better. The Seahawks corners, they're facing those suspensions. But right now, they're because of an appeal, it looks like they're going to get to play this week. So I'd play Bryant with a better matchup.
All right, and a question from Merritt, one about running backs, the other one about wide receiver. We'll start with two running backs are needed from the following list, Knowshon Moreno, Ahmad Bradshaw, and Matt Forte.
Well, Forte, you know, it sounds like he's going to play despite having the ankle injury last week that forced him out of the game, but he hasn't been entirely productive lately, and Seattle's defense is a little tougher. The Bucs are the number one run defense in the league right now. But I think Moreno has you know, isn't going to get threatened as far as carries. He got 24 touches, I think it was, last week. So just because of the volume, I would go with Moreno and Ben Forte.
Okay. And one wide receiver needed between Javon Bess or T.Y. Hilton?
That's almost a coin flip, but I like Bess a little bit more because of New England's pass defense. They're going to get a lead on Miami and force them to throw in the ball quite a bit. Bess has had at least 11 points in each of the last 2 weeks in standard formats. I could see him putting up a nice day as far as yardage.
Well, I know Merritt's a big Dolphins fan, so the fact the Dolphins are going to be behind, but yet he gets to put a Dolphin on his team, I don't know if that's good or bad news for Merritt, actually. But Spencer, you got one
more? You know what? It gives you that opportunity to root for your player, even though you know your team's probably going to lose.
All right, Luke. TJ of Kearney wants to know, Rashad Jennings or Steven Jackson, who do you take?
Ooh, that is a tough call because the matchups are, you know, obviously a huge disparity between the Buffalo run defense and the 49ers. You know Jackson, though, is going to get a lot of work. He had 29 carries the last time they played 49ers, and he had 100 yards and a score in that game. But I do like Jennings' chances of scoring against a terrible Buffalo defense who's given up the most rushing touchdowns. If I'm flipping the coin, I'd probably go with my best player, though. It's got to be Steven Jackson. It's a real close one, though.
All right, to Luke Hoover of RotoWire, I think those are the specific questions we had. In general, this late in the year, is there still an opportunity? What kind of advice in general would you have in terms of trying to get ready for the playoffs and trying to make your team a little bit better right now?
Well, you know, at this time of the year, and that's why with that last question, I'd probably give Steven Jackson a slight edge over Jennings, but you want to try to stick with playing your best players whenever you can. I mean, if the matchup's really, really awful, you know, and it's a close call between two guys that have produced similar numbers on the year, then probably play matchup. And you do want to follow trends, look for guys who are starting to emerge. You know, a trend I've noticed, and I talked about it with a few friends in the leagues, but Victor Cruz is kind of, you know, on a slide lately. And a player I would consider starting over him just about every week right now is Cecil Shorts, you know, something he obviously would have never said earlier in the year in the preseason, never imagined. But Cecil Shorts is really hot, and he's a guy I wouldn't bench. So obviously just pay attention to trends, you know, and matchups, how certain defenses are performing. You know, obviously start a running back against the Raiders, something like that. But stick with your best players, stick with your best guys, and, you know, keep your fingers crossed and hope the playoffs work out.
All right, Luke, this is a blitz. Here we go. You got to save my fantasy season. I have four questions for you. First off, I have a league where I can still trade, believe it or not, Larry Fitzgerald. Should I dump him and try to get somebody else?
It, you know, if you can get good value for him and it's not a keeper format where, you know, maybe he's fortunate enough to have someone who can give him the ball next year, yeah, I would trade him. He doesn't have any value going forward with the rookie in there and really any, you know, unless Kevin Cobb can make a comeback late in the season.
Next question, Matt Ryan. You've been high on him all season long. Is he going to right the ship? He's had a couple rough weeks over the past two. Is he going to right it versus New Orleans? Would you start Schaub over him?
No, I probably wouldn't start Schaub over him. You know, you never, Schaub's been really good the last 2 weeks. You just never quite know when they're going to, like, lean completely on the run. Tennessee is not a good defense, so they could turn to Arian Foster and mix in Justin Forsett and run the ball a lot. You know Matt Ryan's going to have to throw it against New Orleans a fair amount, and they're still one of the worst pass defenses in the league. He did get three touchdowns the last time he played them, so even though he struggled a little bit more the last couple weeks, I like him again tonight.
Another quarterback question. Tom Brady against the Dolphins, or do you actually try to start Fitzpatrick against that terrible Jaguars pass defense?
I wouldn't start Fitzpatrick over Tom Brady in any form of the college team. If he was playing, a Big East team right now, I'm not sure I'd start him over Tom Brady.
All right, last question before we get to the ultra-generic one. Start three of these guys, Roddy White, Cecil Shorts, Hakeem Nicks, Reggie Wayne, Denarius Moore.
How many are we picking?
Pick three of those.
Three of those, Nicks and Shorts, and Roddy White. You know, those are the first three names that caught my eye. Those guys have got to be in lineups.
All right, well, hopefully you can help Spencer out, Luke. He's really about the only one around here that's really...
Got a shot.
Got a shot in all the leagues that he's in. Luke Hoover, RotoWire.
Right.
Hey, thanks for joining us again this week.
Not a problem, guys. Thanks
all right.
for having me.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. That's Luke Hoover of RotoWire, something we do every Thursday. Don't forget, we have the Monday Night Football game tonight. We have a tripleheader on Sunday here on ESPN. We'll also start coverage of high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 FM on Friday and Saturday night. Well, actually, it'll be Saturday afternoon. We'll be at the Grand Island Central Catholic Holiday Tournament. It could very well be a GICC Kearney Catholic doubleheader that we have for you on Friday, depending on how the Crusaders do tonight as they start the season in that tournament. Only six teams in the tournament, so a couple of teams have first-round byes. There is the potential of Sandy Creek and being on the other side of the bracket that we might be able to see them on Saturday as well. So really some pretty good teams in there as we tip off the high school basketball season Friday and Saturday night. You'll have Sports Extra Friday night and a couple of pregame shows on Saturday for the Big Ten Championship game.
Absolutely. We're going to have Sports Extra Friday night. Even tonight, we'll actually be jumping out to Bertrand for some NTV basketball highlights. Sports Extra, too many to list, so I won't even start. Yeah, but Saturday, you did mention it. We do have a pregame show on KFXL, our Fox affiliate. You'll see my shining face along with Megan Scolio. Dave will be live in Indianapolis, and then we'll actually have some news, 6:30 to 7. A little programming change on ABC. You'll see Two and a Half Men from 6 to 6:30. Maybe people enjoy that more than us, but none. 6:30 to 7, we'll have some news. We'll also get ready for the Husker game, starting off right at 7.
A little bit different look, thanks to the fact that it's on Fox instead of on ABC.
Absolutely.
You don't have the full hour,
Absolutely.
So you have to kind of divvy it up on the two stations there as well. So, again, Doug Duda, Luke Hoover, Josh Howgie from the Tri-City Storm, all joining us here on the Thursday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, tomorrow it'll be live with Mike Will and Doug Duda from Indianapolis and the Big Ten Championship game, and of course a special edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Saturday, and of course long coverage, very thorough coverage, going to be on our sister station The Breeze 94.5, so you can actually have Doug and Daddy for a couple hours, then coverage on The Breeze. You'll have your football fix certainly on our network of stations on Saturday.
Always fun.
Yeah. Well, Spencer, good luck, and have a nice full weekend. And again, the Lady Lopers tipping off here, or probably just starting, actually, out in St. Paul in the regional. So best of luck to them.
And Hastings College Volleyball tonight playing for a shot to continue for a national title.
Yeah, man, both of them must-win games. This is the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, live from Indianapolis tomorrow. Until then, see ya.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.